With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Winter garden prep can sneak up on us, so it's important to know what to do to keep garden tools in working condition. Certain tools can be damaged when the temperatures drop, especially tools that hold water. Garden hoses and irrigation systems with water still inside run the risk of bursting during hard freezes. Hoses should be drained and move indoors during the winter for storage. Stretching them out and coiling them around your arm will cause the water to drain naturally. Ultraviolet light from the sun causes brittleness and decay over time, so hoses should be stored in a shed or garage to prolong their life. Irrigation lines are trickier to winterize, especially if you have a sprinkler system with underground lines. These lines are not buried very deep, but on the plus side are typically self-draining. That doesn't mean there's nothing you need to do. The main valve should be closed, and the irrigation line should be blown dry with an air compressor. If your irrigation system has manual drains, these should be opened. Mapping out where these are will make it easier in the spring to close them when the system needs to be repressurized. Most lawn services will be able to help with draining and blowing out irrigation systems. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, so taking the initiative and cleaning out water before any hard freezes will minimize the chance of needing to repair lines or buy new hoses. Cleaning off garden tools is also important for their long-term function. Leaving dirt and debris on garden tools will lead to the formation of rust. To get dirt and debris off, use a steel brush to rub down all surfaces on the tool. Wipe down all surfaces with a damp paper towel and then use a paper towel with oil to wipe all metal surfaces. Typically, linseed oil will be the easiest to find at hardware stores, but most oils will work. The oil will act as a barrier and repel any moisture that might try adhering to the surface of the tool. By keeping this moisture off of your tools, rust formation is prevented. If wooden handles are starting to form splinters, smooth them out with low-grit sandpaper. Any sandpaper will do the job, but the rougher the sandpaper, the faster the handle will become smooth. Lawn mowers also need servicing before being stored for the winter. Untreated gasoline left in the tank can become thick and gummy in the cold months, so it's important to run the tank dry or add a stabilizer to prevent clogging. Battery terminals can also corrode during the drier months, so cleaning the terminals with a wire brush will make starting up your mower much easier next year. This is also a good time to sharpen any mower blades that might have dulled. There are a few steps to this process. First, remove grass and debris from the blades with a damp cloth, drying the blades before sharpening. Use a grinding wheel or a hand file to remove nicks from the cutting edge, and file the edges to 1/32nd of an inch thick, keeping the angle consistent with the blade. Avoid overheating the blade with a grinder, which could warp its shape. As with other garden tools, clean the blades with a thin coating of oil to prevent rust buildup. Winter is very hard on tools, but with these tips, you can protect your investment from damage and use them to keep your lawns and gardens looking nice the following year. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.